You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's time for John and Gordy in the afternoon. The guys are getting ready, they'll be starting soon. They are in their studio, ready to go. So let's get on with the show on your radio. It's John and Gordy in the afternoon. Oh, oh.
Crank it up.
Here we go again.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday.
It's John and Gordy in the afternoon.
Hey.
And
here we are.
Producer Aaron Zommers in the air chair, in the hot box.
It sounds loud to me, the music.
It was maybe a little louder than normal, yeah. He said to crank it up, so I did.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, there we go. That's
that's the way
to start a program.
Yeah. You know,
the entire John and Gordy jingle
right.
that I wanted to interrupt right away. But
you didn't like the new jingle?
Well, you know, I think
I'm trying out different jingles.
We can sit through it just so many times, and then it starts grating on you.
That's kind of the idea.
Well, oh, yeah, that's right.
Let's irritate people right from the start.
That's what we do here. Yeah.
Got to make it just annoying enough.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's memorable that way. Okay. Well, here we are. It's you know, the end of the week. John Peterson, Gordy Young, Aaron Zommers, and it's sunny here at our headquarters.
It is.
Beautiful Madison, Wisconsin, a block from the state capitol. It's 41 degrees here over in Milwaukee, mostly sunny, 43. 40 up in the Dells. It's mid-30s up in La Crosse and Wausau.
It's pretty nice. That wind is a little chilly, though.
Yes, pretty breezy.
We've got a Christmas party going on here at the station.
Yeah, holiday party.
Yeah.
Bunch of people from the station are getting all liquored up and getting ready for the weekend.
No, they're not.
Well, we have some wine here. We have some beer.
Yeah.
And whatever else the caterers brought. I'm not sure.
Well, we have
lots of goodies.
We have a few
pulled pork.
Yeah, pulled pork. The pork is very good. That's one of the only things I've tried so far.
Haven't had it yet.
So if you can drive in from Appleton or maybe Milwaukee or Port Washington.
Get a free beer.
From one of our affiliates. Sure.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, come on over.
Sure, come on
Why
in.
Not? Yeah.
Come on in. Richland Center.
Yeah. Why not? You know, weather, you know, for the big Packers-Bears game tomorrow is at Soldier Field. It's going to be cold and windy there. But the snow, we're supposed to get snow across much of the state tonight, tomorrow, and off and on over the weekend. But, yeah, down in Chicago, cold for the Bears-Packers and
really?
Windy in that toilet bowl of a stadium they have there. Soldier Field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catherine Lake has entered the studio.
She has, yeah.
She's got her phone on and broadcasting.
She's listening to us.
Now she's getting yelled at by
you don't want to
Aaron,
do that. You don't want to do that.
Engineer. Hi, Catherine.
I just wanted to bring the party to you guys.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
You can bring the food. Oh,
wow.
That hurt.
Yeah, it's
listeners can note this is not an alcoholic beverage.
No,
it isn't.
What do you have in there?
A little sparkling water.
I brought beer.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It's either in the fridge or in the coolers.
Okay. Well, we'll look for that.
Okay.
You having fun? We're very busy out there.
I think we have THC beverages here, too, don't we?
We do not have THC beverages. Do not start rumors like that.
They're legal. What?
Yeah, they're legal. What are you talking about?
Legal is... There's wine here, and there's beer.
No, I read an article
punch or
about the whole thing. You know, they have this big... celebration statewide, I believe, for non-alcoholic and THC-driven beverages now. It's the
alcohol
industry, the current industry.
It's getting
killed by the new beverages,
It really should be.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No, it shouldn't be.
Well, I think it should be killed. I think alcohol is a problem. I mean, it is a problem.
Is it?
It's not good for us.
Okay.
It's just not good for us, especially in excess.
All right.
Especially
yes, mommy. Yeah.
Yeah, now she's leaving. Way to go. She's pissed off.
Oh, God. All right.
Okay. She slap you on the back of the head.
Did I say something wrong?
God. Oh, don't slam the... Okay.
All
well,
right.
We're off to a great start, don't you think?
I mean, you know, for a state that really prides itself on the best beer in the country.
Yeah.
And all the great breweries that we have in this state, you know, not having alcohol is not one of the great things that drive me. You know, age may be a thing that is stopping me from drinking like I used to. But other than that, you know, I love the beverages. In fact, they're making a lot of the regular beers lower alcohol at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, you used to be into beer
a
lot.
Yeah. But... I used to brew it myself.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, people should, I guess, you know, drink only to enjoy the beverage. Do not drink in excess. And,
right.
And because you're partying and everybody
Moderation.
Else seems to be doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And get a designated driver if you're going
to. So when are you going to get that message?
What are you talking about? I have not had a drink for a while.
All right.
I'm not doing it purposely, but yeah. I've never drank that much.
Okay.
Usually, you know, once in a while, a little social drink here or there. Okay.
It's not, you know, just because you're on the radio doesn't mean that everybody's going to believe what you're saying.
Okay.
No one believes that stuff.
All right.
All right. We've got a couple things to get to today, and that is we're going to talk more about Minneapolis as this whole thing starts unwinding and people are getting to say what they want to say and the administration is going further and further out on a limb. I want to present all that stuff to you today. And I have a great commentary from an individual who put this thing together. It's a tribute to Renee Good, and I think you'll find it heartwarming.
Yeah,
if anything.
Moving. Right?
Yes, and also I want to present the fact that the administration is so outwardly racist that I have all these examples of them being outwardly racist. You know, it used to be something that they denied and they didn't really mean it and it doesn't sound like that really, but you know, we have seen this over and over again, and they are very, very open about it. You know, all we have to do is just kind of coalesce. I brought a whole bunch of clips in so that you can hear for yourself whether this administration is racist or not. You be the judge.
Well, is this all about the Minneapolis incident, the
shooting?
No, this is completely different.
This is a completely different situation.
All right.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open. Let's go to Appleton right now. Cindy is on the line here. Cindy, good afternoon.
Hello. Well, I wasn't going to watch the video, but I got something from Robert Reich, and I did open it, and it did show the video from Minneapolis. And what disturbed me even more than the shooting was the fact that this murderous thug got into a vehicle and started driving away, which is leaving the scene of an accident or a crime, which is a felony.
Right.
And number two, none of these ICE agents went to her aid. All they were doing was trying to keep other people away from her.
Yeah.
Protect and serve. What the hell? They should have been over there trying to render aid to her, and none of them did anything.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, the car crashed, and everybody kind of just walked very slowly toward the vehicle, which was very strange.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be running
and
over there just to make sure if, you know, maybe we can do something to save the person's life or something. But the guy who shooting didn't run. He just walked.
No. He walked away.
Yeah.
But the woman that was actually videotaping some of this, boy, I give her credit. That woman had a lot of balls because she was right in their faces.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She was calling them every name in the book, telling them they just murdered somebody. Mm. I'm surprised they didn't shoot her, too, actually, because she was, I mean, you said I was going, you go, girl. But, I mean, I just couldn't believe the scene.
Well, and there was a physician that was right there and said, "Hey, I'm a physician. Can I go give her? You know, can I help out?" And they said, "No, you can't come. We've got medics. We don't care." And he said, "We don't care." Wow. Yeah.
It's just disturbing.
Yes.
All of it was very disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cindy, thank you for your call. Phone lines are open 855-752-4842.
So. Well, why don't we get into one of the cuts? You know, we have an individual who calls us from Sussex. I believe the name is Gary.
Gary, right, yeah.
And he watched it, and he was just as unsettled as all of us are about what he saw. And this is one of the neighbors in Minneapolis that saw the same thing. And this is his response. It's cut 143. Let's listen to cut 143.
Around 8:30 this morning, I was just getting up and I heard a bunch of commotion and whistling outside. And then I heard bang, 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 three shots. I'm pretty right-leaning, but seeing this, this is not what you need to do. This is not how to do it. This is not how we're supposed to do things around here in America.
That's right. Wow. Yeah. I mean, we all saw it. And the administration is trying to interpret it in a completely different way, which is also very transparent. It kind of tells you a lot about what this nation is doing, or right. at least the plans this country has for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very unsettling. We've got three more years of this. I truly believe they're going to roll out troops throughout the entire country. They're going to cover all of the liberal cities, liberal states. And that's where they're going to go with it, and we'll be seeing more of this. And it's and they are unbothered by all of this.
Well, there was another shooting yesterday in Portland. Yeah, Two people got shot. Now, thankfully, they're going to be okay. But yeah it's going to ramp up, and they've got more money in their budget.
They're
too.
The ones
they wanted to crank up more.
The
money
victims
in the
called
budget.
The police to come out and help them.
Yeah,
you'd think somebody else might have done that for them, but I guess not.
Whew. Let's go back to the phones in Middleton. Matt is on the line. Good afternoon, Matt. Do we have Matt? Hello, Matt. Going once, going twice. All right, Matt, try to call back if you can.
Yeah.
All right.
I've got another cut here. This is a reporter, Michelle Norris, and what she saw when she came out. And This is just outrageous. I want you to listen to cut 144 here. Let's listen.
And the atrocity, the bundle of atrocities, is that she lost her life, is that a doctor tried to get to her and they wouldn't allow him, that when the ambulances came, they couldn't even get to the body. They had to park a block away, and they carried her away by her limbs because they weren't allowed to get close to her because the ICE trucks would not move. And it is ironic that this happened on January 7th, because January 6th is a date that we all remember, J6. And we will now remember January 7th as well, as something that is a very important date in determining what kind of America the people in Minnesota and beyond are willing to accept.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now we'll remember January 7th, right?
Yeah, January 6th, yeah. January 7th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just outrageous. And we've also got, you know, Tim Walz, who made a comment as well about all of this. Let's go to cut 145, all right?
People in positions of power have already passed judgment, from the president to the vice president to Kristi Noem, have stood and told you things that are verifiably false, verifiably inaccurate. They have determined the character of a 37-year-old mom that they didn't even know, don't know. The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most important directive.
Yeah,
that's from George Orwell.
And you know, one of the big things here that, you know, I just know for sure is that they were able to reinterpret January 6th for the people that followed them. And this is another attempt to do the exact same thing.
Yep. Just getting started on this Friday afternoon. It's John and Gordy taking more of your calls, 855-752-4842. Phone lines are lighting up. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Oh, that voice. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
John Peterson.
And Gordy Young.
And Aaron Zommers at the controls.
Jimmy Page is 82 years young today. 82. Wow. Man, yeah. Time flies. All right, we got a bunch of phone calls lined up here, so let's get to it. Matt is back on the line here from Middleton. Good afternoon, Matt.
Hey, can you hear me this time?
Yeah.
I think I jammed my phone.
Could be.
We're thinking that.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Circling the neighborhood.
Yeah. All right.
Going door to door now, I guess, is next for these Nazis, right?
Apparently.
But I just wanted to say, though, you know, this is the end result of, what is it now, over 20 years of Republicans telling their gullible voters that liberals are out to murder them, turn their children gay, poison their water.
That's right.
All this craziness, and that's what we have now. We have 70 million Americans that are just nuts. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we pull it back, but good luck, I
guess. I know, Matt.
You know, here we are. We're the victims of all of this. The immigrants are the victims of all of this, and yet they're blaming Antifa. They're making us out to be Antifa, a terrorist organization that they say is a terrorist organization, which it is not. You know, it defies logic. Of course, we're living in a Mad Magazine world at this point.
Yeah, it's crazy time.
Yeah, they don't understand the power of projection. They don't see what Trump is doing because they're that ignorant, I guess. Well, it's really strange.
It is.
Becoming more like a cult.
Have a good day. Have a good weekend.
All right, Matt.
Yeah, you too, Matt.
Let's go to Waukesha. Bob is checking in. Bob, go ahead.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Good. How are you doing?
Well, to say I'm upset would be not an exaggeration. It's worse than that. Mm-hmm. You know, our forefathers, when they formed our government, Congress and the Senate were the safeguards for the executive branch. But we've lost that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Congress and the legislature just go right along with Trump because we're dominated by Republicans. And this is far from normal, what Trump is doing. And this investigation that the FBI is going to do, that's just a cover-up.
It is,
that's why they won't let Minnesota investigate and won't send them any information. And I don't know why people can't see. Plain as day, this was murder.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty obvious,
Two ICE agents come to her door and try to open it. When a cop comes to your door and he stops you, does he grab the door handle and try to open the door? He asks you to roll down your window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that other jerk that killed that woman, he comes around from the other side of the car, and he is standing right by maybe 10 feet from her left front fender.
Mm-hmm.
And when he sees that she's going to go forward, he pumps one shot into the windshield, which was low, but then two shots into the side window and kills her.
Yeah.
And that is against their protocol. The Justice Department's protocol is you don't shoot in a moving car.
Yeah,
and he wasn't in any danger.
Yeah, that should put him at risk. That should he's committed basically a felony there, and they should be calling that out, or at least looking into the fact that it might be a felony.
Bob, thank you.
All right, Bob, thank you. And let's move on to Mark. Mark, what do you got for us today?
Yeah, guys, I checked it. I double-checked. I like to be factual here, that those guys actually take an oath to uphold the Constitution, just like every other law enforcement officer. When you're a member of ICE, you take an oath to uphold the Constitution. Mm. And these guys clearly just ignore that oath. They've probably been given a free pass by Kristi Noem and Hegseth and whoever the hell else is in there.
Yep.
And Donald Trump... Once again, I turn to Federal 67, and Donald Trump has shown himself, crowned with a tiara. That's what they call the papal, because he posted himself, picture of himself wearing the Pope's robes and wearing the Pope's tiara on top of his head. Mm. He's been shown himself crowned as a king. I mean, and what else does he do when he rolls out the red carpet to a foreign potentate?
Yeah.
You know, as Federal 67 says, rolling out, giving audience to foreign, potentates and all that, and surrounded by minions and mistresses, which is all his cabinet is. None of them oppose him. None of them say, no, you shouldn't be doing this, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And what the hell else? I hate to be like a broken record, but what the hell else now has ICE become other than murderous Janissaries?
Yeah.
I mean, it is just, and if CJ's listening, he can KMA.
Yep.
I mean, I'm just tired of hearing him making excuses for...
Well, I'm tired. Hey, we're going to be playing a whole bunch of excuses in just a few moments. Let's go to Joe right now. Thank you, Mark. What do you got for us, Joe?
Oh, hey, this really such a sad, awful time. I appreciate the specificity that some of the callers have had about the shooting, and I just wanted to talk about a general comment that one of the listeners had made yesterday, and they were talking about, and I've heard this and other people make this comment, if the woman had just stayed home and shut up, this never would have happened.
Yep.
And I think this is a really interesting point to look at when you look at our country, because our founding fathers were not the sort that stayed home and shut up. Mm. That's why we have this country, because they chose not to stay home and shut up. They said what was going on with England, the rulers of England, was wrong, and that's why they got up and said something about it. And enshrined in our Constitution is that First Amendment, which says freedom of speech and petition the government for the redress of grievances. Where would we be as a country if people did not stand up and say things are wrong, such as the abolitionists talking about slavery? We'd still have slavery. Where would we be about women getting the right to vote if women didn't stand up and say, this is wrong? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk about the specificity of this particular event, but the idea that you avoid problems by just staying home and shutting up, that's not America. That's not what we're about.
Great
we
point.
Talk when things are wrong.
That's right.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you,
great
John.
Point.
I've got a great cut coming up in regards to that. So
when we come back, we're also going to check in with Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. It's all coming up after the Midwest Food and Farm Report. John and Gordy in the afternoon.
It's John and Gordy time. And we're still talking about Minneapolis. We have so many cuts to get to. So many different opinions and viewpoints on it. We certainly want to play them for you. We could certainly, you know, give you our viewpoints. We have indeed done that.
Yeah,
but,
the last
you know, I want to hear all
you know.
These other people, all the input. There's a lot of good things that are said out there on social media, and I want to present some of them for you today. But right now, we have our special guest from Busted Pencils. It's Tim Slecker. And welcome to the program, our afternoon show.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Thank
right.
you.
Right. You had good holidays, we trust?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know, my daughter graduated from college, WVU.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. So both kids now, my son and my daughter now, I have two college graduates.
Excellent.
That is really nice. Yeah,
so, and now I have a mountain of student debt.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, you know, I thought.
Yeah,
it was such
like,
a happy
I was like,
story.
Can you guys just stay in college?
What was your daughter's degree in? I'm just curious.
No, I was.
You don't
was
know,
gonna,
do you?
No, I was going to give one of those kind of smart. Alec left wing type of
a flippant answer. Yeah.
Wildlife resource management.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Well, good for her.
Yeah. She's a woman in STEM, as she reminds me.
Okay.
All right.
It's fantastic.
You know, but yeah, she's good. I mean, it's good holidays, but, lots going on though. I mean, you know, between, yeah, Minneapolis and then, you know, do it now though too. If you really want to know about Greenland, pay attention next Monday.
Oh really?
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Well, what do you know?
What's going to happen on Monday?
Everything anybody needed to know about Greenland, Busted Pencils is dropping it Monday morning.
Okay. Good to know.
Right.
All right. Well, I can see you've done your homework and you're very proud of it, and we'll have to check in.
And just going to put this out there.
Mm-hmm.
Our current leader
may
have actually kind of lifted this idea to take and or invade and or buy. He may have actually learned this from another real estate mogul tycoon from the century 900.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. By the way, he likes the 19th century.
So, not 19. The
1900s.
That would be the 8th century.
The 8th.
900, not 1900.
Oh, 900. Oh, okay. You misheard it. Okay.
I misheard that. Yeah.
Or you
Well, that's way back.
Yes, it is.
Well, what does Eric the Red and Donald the Trump have in common?
Mm. Wow, you just gave it away right there. Now I'm gonna have to do some research
Eric
on that.
Eric the Red and Donald the Trump. Okay, are you just gonna leave us with that?
Do they have similar?
You got to tune in Monday to Busted Pencils.
You got to listen on Monday.
Okay. All right. That's the tease. All right. Well, good enough.
Well, you've done your homework on Wisconsin because we have something going on here that you have also mentioned in Busted Pencils. Could you explain what is happening here in Wisconsin that could impact teaching quality, I think?
could impact
it
or
could.
has been impacted.
Yes.
there's a teacher shortage. I'll even admit to it now, although the cause of the shortage is really the big issue. But for now, we have a teacher shortage, which means that coming again in August, there will be principals that will go, oh my God, I don't have enough teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And that would mean that classrooms, students will go into those classrooms and there will be nobody there. Right?
Right.
So that's a problem.
Now, what are you blaming the problem on? You kind of glanced off of that a little bit, but I always thought maybe here in Wisconsin, at least, it was because of Act 10. It angered the entire populace here in this state against teachers. And teachers then suddenly decided that they didn't need the grief anymore, and they started not getting into that profession. That's one of the reasons here.
It is. That is. Oh, my God. The causes of the teacher shortage. Mm-hmm. Okay. Big issue. However,
yes.
I'm going to point out that the problem I defined, which is a bunch of kids sitting in a classroom with no teacher, that's a real problem that parents and people won't. But I'm going to tell you the solution that Wisconsin and lots of other states have come up with.
That's what we talk
about.
It's
not
here.
A solution.
Oh, it isn't?
Mm.
Okay.
No. We have an emergency license program that allows for principals to get people and, you know, with the tap of a sword on the shoulder, grant them teaching license ability.
Yes.
And I've been from the time I was in Madison, until now, I've actually been a pretty big thorn in the side of DPI because I kept saying that this is actually not true because the last time I checked, I couldn't book a flight with an emergency licensed pilot.
You checked on that, huh?
So you know that would probably be a bad idea, right? So.
I'm just thinking when I go to get into my plane, and there's no pilot there,
right?
Yeah. I do not want United Airlines to say, Tim, don't worry. We created a program. You now have an emergency licensed pilot. You're free to take off.
It's bad stuff. Bad stuff. Oh, you know, one of the things they were looking for in a lot of these teachers in this program, I think, were people who had life experience that they could transfer to the classroom as well. Is that also part of the plan?
Yeah. Intentions, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what they say. The road to, HE double toothpicks is paved with good intentions.
That's right. Yeah.
This is not a critique of the people that want to step in, the people that have great experiences to offer our students that are looking truly to make a difference. This is pointing out that the situation is not remedied by creating a pathway to call someone something they're not by political decree.
Yep.
Okay. What you have is you have an emergency child protection person standing in front of your kids.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not an emergency teacher because it's not a teacher. It's not a pilot. It's not a surgeon. It's not a butcher. right? It's all of those are professions that have some form of certification and licensing requirements because the job they do is a specific job and you want the right people doing those jobs. And creating an emergency pathway. Now people are like, well, these have to be college graduates. You're right, and that's good. Thank you, because the last state I was in, Ohio, said, hey, as long as you graduated high school.
I've seen those good. Programs, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, the point is, too, is that, and you get this by, you know, saying, well, you'll agree to pursue a teaching license. Well, you know, working really hard and pursuing a teacher's license at the same time is really, really hard. And particularly the bulk of these emergency licenses end up in special education with the children who don't need an emergency licensed airline pilot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. they need the best qualified teacher. So think about this. Why did this happen? This also happened for political reasons in reporting data to either the state and or federal government of, quote, how many qualified teachers do you have in your school district? The emergency license allows us then to report data that we have licensed teachers in the classroom when the reality is we don't.
Artificially inflates the number. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, again, this comes, you know, where did that come from? That was from No Child Left Behind in 2022 that required, you know, an expert, a fully qualified teacher for every kid in American public school classrooms. Okay. Hey, that's a heck of a standard.
It is.
We're not meeting it. Why are we? To me, the question should be not how do we figure out how to create loopholes to get around this regulation.
Right.
Yeah.
Why don't we have enough qualified licensed teachers going already out there? And why are there not people going into it? And then this is a darn data point that just drives policymakers crazy. There is no teacher shortage. In fact, there's a glut of qualified licensed teachers not teaching.
And that's because they're not offering enough money for teachers.
Because we don't have a teaching problem. We have a conditions of work problem.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And that's where I was like, so every time you try to create a pathway that allows you to solve the problem, you actually don't solve the problem. And in fact, ask a lot of teachers too, there's some animosity towards this, quote, other group of people now that are becoming teachers that didn't have to go through the same qualification programs that they did.
Yeah. Resent that.
Yeah, and continue in education classes that they take and try to better themselves. A lot of these teachers now, this is kind of an end round run against actually taking care of the problem. And it's so typically Republican. They don't want to go back on the words that they've said before about disliking teachers having an entire summer off. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank gosh that has disappeared into the ether. But at least now they're still saying that they're not doing all the work that they need to do, that the class sizes are being reduced because there are fewer kids in the classrooms because of the population declining in Wisconsin. So all of these things are coalescing around the idea now that they just want to get rid of school districts, combine a whole bunch of them, and then work with the teachers that they have currently.
Yeah, and then when those teachers leave, don't you worry, we got the emergency licensing ready. Yeah.
Right.
Thank goodness.
Boy. Okay.
Well, so what should we do? I mean, are we offering any suggestions to the politicians to try and take care of this problem in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah. Well, actually, we have, and that is the issue because. Once you break through this and go, oh my God, then what do we do?
Yeah.
Right. Well, then we actually put together, solutions or ideas to solutions that work because the special education second grader that needs a quality teacher The solution is to make sure they get a quality special education certified teacher.
How do we do that?
Okay, we'll talk about that in just a moment.
We're visiting with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, back with more of John and Gordy after a quick break.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
John and Gordy. Aaron Sommer's helping us out here, finding the music, playing the clips.
We're back with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. Educated educators talking about education.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Beautiful. I practice a lot.
Okay, how do we get these experienced teachers back into the classroom?
Yeah.
What's the solution here, besides, you know, trying to hire anybody to do the job, just sit in front of the class and take care of the kids?
Well, you have to do what people, you know, politicians are they're just not willing to do, which is to at first admit teaching is a profession.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right.
And that they are highly qualified. And that, you know, yeah. And first of all, we're not talking about a lot of pay. You're talking about, but elevate the pay mm-hmm. that makes sense for a similarly educated professional up there that actually gives them that. But, you know, the most important thing that we could do, and I know this because actually right before I left Madison, I was conducted a research that asked that question, the question of teachers who are quitting and teachers who have quit. What would it take for you not to quit or for you to get back into teaching?
Best question ever.
And geez, let me teach. That I mean, that was their answer.
What is it that is preventing them from teaching? Do they have people that go into the classrooms and then judge the teachers as they're as they're teaching the class and being very critical and maybe even a little bit repressive? What is
it's
the story?
It's a little bit repressive. I mean, that's really it. I mean, do a deep dive. And I mean, this starts in 1983 with The Nation at Risk being put out that kind of said, oh, my God, our schools are failing. Mm. And since then, every administration and then, you know, here you go, equal opportunity. There hasn't been an administration since the 80s that hasn't done something to continue the attack on teaching as a profession. Yeah. By creating their own solutions to what they believed was the problem. Mm-hmm. And every one of those solutions actually required less and less teacher input, teacher value, and mostly taking the teacher out of the equation. Mm-hmm. And I've pushed on that because here's the other kind of coming back to the emergency teaching license. The more you mandate and make teaching from a script, mm-hmm. the less you actually need qualified, educated teachers. And you can then start to make the argument of going, anybody can teach, because all they have to do is go in and follow directions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but didn't Trump just make teaching a non-profession?
Yeah. Well, there.
There it is. Yeah.
There you go. So, well, John and Gordy, there you go. You've got, a new job. You guys could be morning kindergarten teachers. Okay.
Well, now, correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, Tim, this is coming from left field here, but I want to ask you something. Let's talk a little bit about the Minnesota incident here, the shooting of Renee Good. You know, on something, a big national story like that, when I was in high school and even junior high, the teacher would set aside the studies for the day and you'd talk about something like this.
Yeah.
To let the students, ask questions and talk about it. Does that still happen? Or is that?
No.
You can't do that.
Can't.
As a teacher, can't do that, huh?
No. In fact, we just recorded an episode, I forget when it's going to drop, that addresses just that and saying, Gordy, you said that. I mean, I started I mean, I started every day with my fifth graders with a, hey, what's going on in the world?
Yeah,
you know,
current
what
events.
Do you want? Yeah. Yeah, current yeah. events, right? You know, and I, to me, that's the hallmark of an educated citizenry. It comes out of public education, and that's our mission is, you know, instilling democratic values, not, quote, the Democrats, but being a citizen requires the ability to dig into issues. And these are the issues that are happening. And so to imagine that you have an ability, first of all, the ability to say, all right, as you're coming in here today, I want you to stop thinking about the things that you're thinking about, because we've got some phonics to go over. Mm-hmm. You guys are not pronouncing the SH the right way. And whatever happened in Minneapolis does not matter.
Yeah. I would assume that a discussion like that is kind of a great bonding experience between the students and the teacher as well.
It's a great bonding experience. Yes. And let me, let's be honest. Those are hard conversations too.
Sure.
And they are challenging. And even when, you know, you could, I used to have to really encourage future teachers that it was their responsibility to do that, because they were already kind of going in the, I don't want to get in trouble.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, that was before you actually could get in trouble. Now you can get in trouble.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah,
that's,
you know, and so I think you'll see more and more of that now, where a teacher is just going like, look, the last thing I want to do is end up in the national media because, you know, one of my students goes home and tells Uncle Charlie that I said, you know, that I said something that I didn't say,
yeah.
or
meant something you didn't.
Yeah.
And it's sad though, because it really is. And, you know, I would have those all the time, fifth graders, you know, and guess what? They will say, well, you know, my dad said, mm-hmm. you're like, great.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Not my job as a teacher to say, well, that's an interesting point that your father has.
Absolutely.
You know, again, it's talking about it in a way that doesn't take a position,
right,
but acknowledges that this news moment is something we need to figure out and digest.
Yes.
That's right.
We got to leave it there. Dr. Tim Slecker, Busted Pencils. You can check it out at the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Tim, always a pleasure. Talk to you again.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Next time, next Friday. We're back after the news. It's John and Gordy in the afternoon.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.